Hey guys, it's Darren Duff. A little bit of happy intro music there for the podcast. I am back for another BCT podcast, and today I'm going to be talking about a new GPS receiver which I just picked up called the Freedom. Freedom Keychain GPS 2000 receiver. The Freedom 2000 Keychain GPS receiver. I'll get it right in a minute. This is a little handheld Bluetooth unit. And for those of you who don't know what a GPS receiver is, this is simply a device that captures the satellite signals and beams them to your GPS device. It could be a phone, it could be your PacMate, it could be Sendero, it could be Trekker, it could be any GPS device that you're using. And that's pretty much all it does. It doesn't have any maps on it. It doesn't do anything other than beam the satellite signals to your Bluetooth-capable device so that you can navigate. So don't go out and buy a GPS receiver unless you have some means of a GPS application on your phone or on your PacMate or voice note or braille note or whatever, because it's not going to do you much good. Now, this unit is the smallest GPS receiver in the world to date. As of this recording, it's the smallest. It has a new chipset, the new TMK chipset, which I'll talk a little bit more about. But let me talk about the description of the unit. It's very small, okay? It's very, very small. It's 22 grams, which equals 0.77 ounces. So very, very small, under matchbox size. This thing has very, very simple features. If I'm holding it so that the unit is dangling from the key ring, which comes on it, on the front of it, you simply have an LCD display, very, very small one, and there's nothing else on the front. On the back, there's nothing. It's just a plain, smooth surface. And by the way, this has a non-user replaceable battery in it, so you can't replace the battery. On the right side, there's nothing, and on the bottom, there's nothing. On the very top of it, you got the key ring, which is interesting because it's not like a keychain key ring. It's like a spring-loaded, it's got a spring-loaded lever, and it opens much like the clasp on a dog collar or dog leash would open. So you can not only clip it to your keychain, you can also take it off a keychain, put it through a zipper, have it hanging from a jacket zipper. You could also clip it to a D-ring on the harness of your guide dog or something. So there's lots of different ways you can utilize this receiver. Now, on the left-hand side, you've got the only two physical things on this receiver other than the LCD display and the keychain. At the top, you have a little rubberized cover, which you can put your fingernail under and pull out, and that exposes the USB port, much like an Olympus DS series recorder, if any of you have the DS 30, 40, or 50. It's much like that, very much like that. This port is only used for charging the unit. I don't think you can upgrade the firmware through this port. And then down below that, you have a nice, nice-sized, kind of large on-off switch. Now, again, with this receiver oriented so that it's hanging from the keychain, when the switch is in the top, as it pushed toward the top, which is also when it's pushed toward the little cover covering the USB door, it is off. When you push it down, it's on. It doesn't beep. It doesn't do anything except turn the unit on, and in about 20 seconds, you're going to be up and running. It's going to be receiving satellite signals, and it's very fast. 15 to 20 seconds. I mean, I've timed the darn thing. I've done it several times, and it's very fast at requiring it and pinpointing where you are. Now, this thing uses the new TMK chipset, which I don't know a lot about it, other than it's supposed to work if the unit is in your pocket, if it's in a briefcase, or if it's in a handbag or some other place like that. In other words, it does not have to be exposed to the sky to get a really good signal, if not an excellent signal. Let's say last night I was outside, and it was about 6 o'clock in the evening, so it was getting dark. It was very overcast, very cloudy, and the unit was in my pocket. And with all three of those things going against it, I was still getting 100% signal out of this thing. So this TMK chipset is very, very awesome. It can scan up to 51 satellite channels to pinpoint your location. Now, that's not satellites, not physical satellites. There are only 24 of those, I think. And I think you only have to have, is it three or four to triangulate your position? Maybe it's four. But this thing can scan up to 51 channels to get good reception. And it's just, it's very small, it's very lightweight, it's very unobtrusive, and I love it. In the week I've had this thing, I absolutely love it. I get a lot better performance, a lot more accuracy than I did with my Holix M1000, which I still have, by the way. It doesn't hurt to have a backup receiver. And I personally use Wayfinder Access on my Nokia E50 phone as my GPS application. And it works great with it. Now, I read in an interview somewhere that the Bluetooth code was different for this receiver. I heard that it was 1234. However, I tried that code when I tried to pair it with my phone, and that did not work. So I just used 0000, and it worked fine. I don't know what that person was talking about. So anyway, what else can I say? The battery life is up to 10 hours. So that's really pretty good with such a small unit. It's really adequate, I think. Now, the Holix M1000, which I also have here, has 17 hours. But it only has 32 satellite channels, where this one has 51. So, anyway, I'm not... I guess I am kind of comparing the two receivers, but that's not what this was supposed to be about. It's just talking about the Freedom 2000 keychain GPS. So, I'm just really impressed with this receiver. Now, as to where you can get it from TalkNav.com. They have this thing for $80 USD. It's got all the euros and pounds and all those other, you know, things on there. I'm not sure what those are. But you can purchase it directly from them. It took me about 2 weeks to get mine. I was very impatient. I couldn't wait for it to get here so I could try it out. And I am absolutely impressed. I have owned, this is my third GPS receiver, which I've owned. My first one was a GlobalSat BT338 GPS receiver. I had it for about 3 or 4 years. Very old, very plastic-looking GPS receiver. And I think it only scanned about 10 channels. Then I got the Holix M1000 a couple months back. Loved it, absolutely loved it. It was very accurate. And this thing I just got a couple weeks ago, and it is far superior to those two. Even the Holix, which... now, I don't know much about the Holix 1200, which is newer than the M1000, but not as new as this thing. This thing is the smallest GPS receiver in the world, as I think I said before, and it's just... it's very sleek looking. I mean, it's very small. It looks like... it's about the size of... to put it in perspective for you, it's about the size of one of those dongles that you would put on your keychain to unlock the doors on a car. I mean, it's very, very small. It's ridiculously small. If you didn't have this thing on a keychain, you could lose it in a hurry. It fits nicely in the hand if you do want to hold it in your hand for whatever reason. It's very, very small. I don't know. I'm just repeating myself. But anyway, it's a very nice receiver, definitely worth your time, definitely worth checking out. So do go check it out, and let's cue the outro music here. Where's my outro music? Where is it? There it is. All right, so that's the Freedom GPS 2000 keychain. I said it different each time. It's the Freedom... hang on. Freedom... Freedom 2000 keychain GPS. Something like that. All right. Anyway, you can check it out at TalkNav. It's talknav.com. TalkNav.com. If you want to check it out, go to the go to their website, go to navigation assistance, and then click on Bluetooth GPS receivers. It's the only one that they offer. So do check it out. If you want to email me, if you have any questions or comments about this podcast, you may do so. Please send mail to duff379@gmail.com. That's D-U-F as in Frank, F as in Frank, 379@gmail.com. You can find me on Skype at duffman31279. That's D-U-F-F-M-A-N-31279. You can also add me to MSN with darren379@hotmail.com. That's D-A-R-R-E-N, all lowercase, 379@hotmail.com. Please do not send any email to that address. That's where you can contact me. Thanks for listening. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Until next time,